T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, excited to get to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Derek Gunn from the city of Philadelphia. D. Gunn, what's going on, man? How are you, buddy?
Hey, man, how you guys doing? Was that B. Mitch trying to sing Prince?
That was JP, sure. Really.
No, you were doing it, too.
I was. JP was the one that was singing. I was just talking.
It's good that both of you have other careers other than the music industry. I'll just leave it at that.
Hey, we have fun. We have fun, Gunn. That's all.
Oh, man. Good to hear from you guys, man. It's been a while since we chopped it up.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
brother.
Man. Well, dude, I appreciate you making time for us. Wanted to check in just on the offseason for the Phils, for the Eagles, rather. I mean, obviously, you know, they're projected to be the NFC champion again, and it'll be, can you knock off the Chiefs or the Bengals, whatever it may be. What are the vibes like for Eagles fans these days?
When you look at the draft that they just had this year, people are jacked up. I mean, nobody expected Jalen Carter, who was projected to be the best talent in the draft period, to drop all the way to the 9. And once he dropped the 9, that's when Eagles jumped up from the 10 spot to make sure they got him. What a phenomenal talent. You know, you talk about one of the most complete players in all of college football, if not the most complete defensive lineman. The one thing that he will give you that Javon Hargrave did not is that Jalen Carter can defend a run. See, Javon Hargrave, as good as he was a pass rusher. He wasn't even trying to defend the run, you know, but yet he parlayed that into an $84 million contract with the 49ers.
Ching, ching.
But, you know, with Jalen Carter, not only can he hold his own in the trenches and flood the gaps, but he can also collapse the pocket as well. He's good at attacking the quarterback. He's got great lateral speed as well. So that is something that the Eagles did. They got younger and they got better from their perspective. And, of course, they added another Georgia body to it. You know, it's becoming like Georgia North up here now with all these Georgia football players they have on Eagles roster.
Well, I guess you got Alabama South down here, so I guess you feel like that's the way you got to combat them, right?
The SEC is taking over the NFC East indeed. And then, of course, the 30th pick, they get Nolan Smith. You know, and nobody Nolan Smith will still be on the board. You know, now he's a little undersized for what they want him for. We don't know if they're going to use him as an edge rusher or an outside linebacker. But, you know, another phenomenal talent on the best defense in all of college football. So, basically, this team is excited. They feel that not only did they get younger, but they've gotten better and even more versatile in the trenches, if you can believe that. Now, I don't think this defense will come anywhere near 70 sacks like they did last year. But if you get 50, 55 sacks in a season, that's still a phenomenal season for a defensive front.
Losing Javon Hargrave, I like these young guys, but Hargrave's been really good up there for the Eagles.
What's going to be the biggest thing to replace, though? Is it going to be the players that they lost or the coordinators that they lost?
You know what? That's funny you should say that, B. Mitch. It remains to be seen. Everybody couldn't wait for Jonathan Gannon to leave. As a matter of fact, a lot of people offered to pay for his relocation to Arizona.
Wow.
You know, that's how much they wanted Jonathan Gannon out of here. Now, with Sean Desai, obviously, there's the unknown element. We don't know exactly what he's bringing to the table. You know, we do know that he does not blitz a lot, which is what really just stuck in a lot of Eagles fans' craws, that Jonathan Gannon didn't believe in blitzing a lot. But yet, it's hard to argue against the fact that his defense still generated 70 quarterback sacks, but you could also toss in. You look at the collection of quarterbacks they played all of last year, half of them shouldn't be on NFL rosters, if you even think about it. But now they're stepping up in talent, man. You got to play you know, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen in back-to-back weeks with the schedule you're looking at this year. You know, you got a much, much tougher a row of opponents to get through. Miami, Dallas twice. You know, say what you want to say about Dak Prescott, but Dak Prescott, ever since he assumed the role as a starting quarterback for the Cowboys, has been kryptonite to the Eagles. He has owned the Eagles in his tenure down in Dallas. You know, so in Brian Daboll's in his second year now with that team up there, and so is Wink Martindale. So everybody's gunning for the Eagles now. Yeah, are they the favorites right to win the NFC again? Absolutely so. But the schedule got tougher, and as you guys know, when you don't win it, you allow the opposition to get that much closer to you. So I don't think this Eagles team will be a 14-win team again this year, but I do think they'll win enough games to win the division.
Yeah, I mean, Gunner, it's really interesting you bring that up. We're talking with our friend Derek Gunn. You can follow his podcast at Gun on One up from Philadelphia. Been doing it at a very, very high level for a long time in the Philly market. So I think much too much gets made about strength of schedule year to year, because the only difference in the Eagles schedule and the Commander schedule is three games. Otherwise, mm-hmm. they're all playing the same people. So I think what I care about are the divisions you face. Who are the quarterbacks? Because by and large, that's your only real indication of if you're facing a playoff team or not, because so much changes even week to week. So the Commanders played this, like the Commanders and the Eagles last year both played the AFC South, which means they both got to face Sam Ehlinger and Davis Mills and just a bunch of bad teams. This year, to your point, it's the AFC East. It's Josh Allen and Tua and Aaron Rodgers. So how much of last year's success for Philly do you think is replicable, and then offensively as well?
I think the offense is going to hit the ground running. I mean, the only changes you're going to see in the offense is trying to decide on who the new right guard is. Everybody else is back on this offense, and I think the running back situation for the Eagles is deeper. You and I got Rashad Penny, and you got DeAndre Swift, and both very versatile backs. The problem with both of them is, can they stay on the football field and out of the hot tub? You know, and that's a big question mark with those. But DeAndre Swift is not only a great runner, but he's also a great pass catcher out of the backfield. Rashad Penny is one of the hard, toughest runners in the game between the tackles. You know, and Rashad Penny is a 1,000-yard rusher if he can stay healthy. But again, because of their injury history, those are big pluses. You know, we all thought in March that Kenneth Gainwell automatically emerged as the lead back. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying the feature back, but the lead back. In the Eagles' offense, there's no such thing as a 25, 28 carry back per game type running back. A running back gets 17 touches in a game on the ground and maybe sprinkle in four or five passes. That's a big day for a running back. But you look at what happened with the Eagles' previous running back, you know, Miles Sanders. He had over 1,300 yards rushing, but yet you look at the amount of carries he had. Well, why was he so successful? Because you have the best offensive line in football from tackle to tackle.
Yeah.
The one thing about this team, but this Eagles team, is they love to build from the trenches inside out on both sides of the football. And they have done a very good job at that. So even though the right guard spot is a question mark right now, well, they've already drafted Jason Kelsey's heir apparent and Cam Jurgens to take over center eventually, but Jurgens can also play right guard. Then they go out and draft this big kid from Alabama, Tyler Steen, who's 6'6". He could also push for the right guard. You still have Sua Opeta as a holdover. Jeff Stoutland is the best in the game in terms of cross-training his offensive linemen. You know, outside of the center position, all of these guys are capable of playing left guard, left tackle, right tackle. It doesn't make a difference to them. And they have so much depth there that even when one guy goes down, Lane Johnson, you know, he played the latter part of the season on a bum knee. But when he was out there, you really didn't miss a beat when you inserted a Jack Driscoll. So that's the biggest key for this team. The offense will have to carry the defense until the defense catches up. And that's always the case. It always seems the offenses are ahead of defenses. But in this case, because you have one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL, it's a given that this offense will carry this defense probably for much of the season when you look at who this team is facing this year.
Are they going to be as hungry as they've been? You know, Hurts got paid. They were in the Super Bowl. Because I know some people get a little lax, like, yeah, you know what, man, we were there. And then they coast through the offseason instead of hitting it full speed ahead.
I think they're even hungrier. That's all these guys have talked about this offseason, and the reason being is because they came within 3 points of winning the Super Bowl, and that still sticks in their craw. You know, the one thing about Jalen Hurts you have to understand, this kid is not 24 years old. He's like a 44-year-old man in a 24-year-old body. He is the most even-keeled young man I've ever seen in my life. Nothing rattles him. No moment is too big. Nothing is too small. He takes everything personal. Nobody on his team will outwork him. He's as hungry today with the money as he was yesterday without the money. You got guys like A.J. Brown. They want that ring. Devontae Smith wants that ring. You've got a collection of veteran players that will not allow these guys to slack off because the Lane Johnsons, the Brandon Grahams, the Jason Kelseys, they know what it takes to get to a Super Bowl and win it. Those are the few holdovers from that 2017 team that won it. You got a great array of veteran players in that locker room that will not allow any newcomer or young kid to slack off. They are not afraid to get in anybody's faces and tell them, hey, man, you got to pick it up. If I'm pushing myself, you got to push yourself. We have an objective here. And even the general manager, Howie Roseman, came out after the season and said, that Super Bowl game will stick in my system for a long time. Because that team was built to win it all.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they faced the one quarterback who is lights out better than anybody in the National Football League.
Yeah. Derek, I'd be remiss if I don't ask you before we got to run, so maybe you can be quick. Josh Harris, the Sixers, what do you think of him as an owner? What led him to the process to fire Doc Rivers, hire Nick Nurse?
I think the public cried that Doc Rivers couldn't get past the second round. 3 years in a row could not get past the second round. And I think that, you know, if you look at what the Utah Jazz did, they went with the nucleus of players for X amount of years and then gutted the team. Well, the Sixers are not going to gut this team, so what do you do? The coach is the fall guy. They got the coach they wanted in Nick Nurse. If one thing the 76ers need to do is it improve their perimeter defense. Nick Nurse is a defensive-minded coach. He's going to come in here, and he's been jumping at the bit to work with Joel Embiid. The interesting aspect is, real quick, is Nick Nurse is not afraid to get on anybody on the roster. I don't care if you're the $100 million player or the $2 million player. Mm. How will Joel Embiid handle that? Because he's been treated with such kid gloves since he's been here by both Brett Brown and Doc Rivers. If Nick Nurse gets in his grill, how will Joel Embiid respond to that? Will he shut down? Will it light a fuse under him? That's a big question mark moving forward.
All right.
You like Harris up there?
Yeah, you know, I like him. And people are like, you know, a little perturbed that he's about to buy the Washington Commanders. But you know,
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, here's my perspective, though. He's from the D.C. area. He grew up watching Washington, okay? You know, maybe it was a boyhood dream of his that he never even began to fathom back when he was a kid. I have a chance to own a team that I grew up watching. You know what? More power to him. You look at more owners in pro sports that own multiple teams in baseball, football, basketball, so be it. You know, you look at Stan Kroenke. He owns the Rams. He owns the Colorado Avalanche. He owns a successful soccer team. You know, and they've all won. He's won like four championships since 2022. More power to him. If you got the money and the wherewithal to do what you want to do, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
It's your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it. I agree.
You know what? Fans will not care if he builds all the teams into winners. They will not care
exactly
how many teams he owns.
Especially that Washington team, right?
Hell yeah. We won't care.
Gunner, thank you so much for the time,
all
man.
Right,
really
thank
appreciate
you, brother.
It.
All right, man. You guys have a great day. Thank you.
Appreciate you, man.
Give him a follow at Real D Gun. Check out his podcast, Gun on One.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.